True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. I know I said this last week, but gosh, it's good to be back. We are happy you joined us tonight here at your liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles. You're going to hear this again in a few minutes, but a limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Very happy to have you with me this evening. If you'd like to call in, the studio lines are open. I'm trying to take more calls throughout the show, so call anytime, 316-869-1330. You can find me at on email or by email at john@knssradio.com. I'm out of practice. At Facebook, at the John Whitmer Show, and on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. We've got, this is going to be a fascinating show tonight. I'm going to duck and cover, because coming up after the top of the hour break, coming up at 8 o'clock, former Trump White House communications director Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch, will be with us. He is not a fan of Donald Trump. And I'm sure that will come up. I'm sure we will discuss the fact that, that the Mooch is backing Biden. I don't know why, but he is. But we'll discuss what it's like to go from Wall Street to the heart of the Trump White House, albeit for 11 days, and to explain why he's become one of the former president's most outspoken critics. Legal expert and former FEC commissioner Hans von Spakovsky will tell us why he says the Trump verdict makes New York City Venezuela on the Hudson. We'll begin our 2024 election candidate profiles with a conversation with Stephanie Wise, who is a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3. And now that the filing deadline has passed, House Speaker Dan Hawkins will join us to preview the election and review some key legislative races and talk a little bit about what's coming up in the special session. And, of course, we'll take your calls, 316-869-1330. So I mentioned we're going to talk a little bit about the core principles. And so at this point, folks, it's time to gather around the digital campfire once again and discuss the state of our nation, the state of our state, and the stakes of this upcoming election. I know we're going to talk with Dan about this, but this is a call to action. Now that we know who's running, now that we know the shape of the upcoming elections, this call to action echoes through the corridors of, well, frankly, of liberty. And I'm here to remind you that now more than ever, we must stand together as guardians of those core conservative values, warriors for the cause of freedom, and stewards of the American dream, stewards of the principles that we hold most dear. And as the dust settles and the candidates step onto the proverbial political battlefield, the filing deadline now behind us, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment in history. This election, and I've said this before, you hear it all the time, this election is an important one, But this is not just a political skirmish. It's a turning point, a crossroads, where the fate of our state and our nation really hangs in the balance. And make no mistake, the stakes could not be higher for conservatives and Republicans alike. And for the record, I'm proudly voting for a convicted felon in November, and I have no issue with that. Because if you have a sham trial, it brings about sham convictions. What else should we have expected? But now is time to get pissed, folks. Now is time to get motivated. They won a battle. We need to win the war. And it's not a time for complacency. This is not a time for apathy. This is a time for action. It's not a time to sit on your couch. It's a time to get off your duff. My wife and I get out and knock doors every week. We spend between 15 and 20 hours every week door knocking for candidates, door knocking for our principles. You need to do the same thing. I'm almost 60. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm overweight. I'm losing weight. You can do it. If you can't door knock, write a check. If you can't write a check, make a phone call. But get involved. This is a time to rise up, to stand tall, and to make our voices heard in every corner of this state. We cannot afford to sit idly by and watch as the forces of tyranny, of socialism, of gender ideology, and oppression chip away at the very foundation of our republic. So what must we do? We must do what Americans have always done in times of crisis. We must vote. We must donate. And above all, we must get active, roll up our sleeves, lace up our boots, and march forward into the fray. And as I said, that means knocking on doors. That means walking in a parade. That means putting up a yard sign. That means making phone calls. That means getting involved in campaigns at every level of government, from county commission to the hallowed halls of Congress to the presidency, because the truth is every race matters. Every seat counts. And the future of our values depends on the actions we take today. And you know, you hear me talk about it all the time. It's the core values on this show. You know what they are. Individual liberty, limited government, free enterprise, traditional values. We champion those every Sunday. But what do they mean? Limited government means that we believe in the power of the individual, not the heavy hand of the state, to solve our problems and to drive progress. It means we reject the notion of an all-powerful government that seeks to control every aspect of our lives. That's a Democrat principle. Individual liberty means that we believe in the inherent dignity and worth of every human being. It means that we cherish the freedoms enshrined in our Constitution. The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to bear arms. And we will fight for those principles and defend them against all who seek to take them away, you know, like Democrats. Free enterprise means that we believe in the power of the free market to create wealth, opportunity, and prosperity for all, equal access, not government mandates. It believes we reject the siren song of socialism and the false promise of government handouts, and instead embrace the entrepreneurial spirit that has made America the greatest nation on the earth. And traditional values are those that define our culture, the sanctity of life, the importance of family, and the timeless truths that have guided humanity for centuries. It means that we stand firm in the face of cultural decay and moral relativism. And we strive to build a society that honors God, respects tradition, and upholds the Judeo-Christian principles upon which our civilization was built, unlike Democrats. So, patriots, as we stand on the cusp of another election, let us remember who we are and what we stand for. Let us remember the sacrifices of those who came before us and the blessings of liberty that we have inherited. And let us remember that we are one generation away from losing those. And let us resolve to do what it takes to ensure that those blessings are preserved for the generations to come. This is our moment. This is our calling. And together we need to rise to the challenge. So tomorrow, commit yourselves to volunteering on a campaign. Contact a county party, contact a candidate, or heck, reach out to me. I'll gladly advise you on who needs assistance and why. I can give you some suggestions contact the Speaker's office. He can give you some guidance on who needs help and who doesn't. Contact Senator Masterson. He can tell you. The bottom line is the battle is upon us and we need all hands on deck. And if you don't show up, if you don't get activated, if you don't write a check or knock a door or make a phone call or put out a yard sign, then you have no one to blame but yourself. Every seat in the Kansas legislature, 125 of them in total in the House and 40 in the Senate, is up for election this year. Republicans are attempting to hold on to and hopefully expand their veto-proof majorities in both chambers. With us now to preview the election and review the key races to watch is Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. Brother, nice to have you. It was just a couple weeks. Nice to have you back on the show.
Good evening, John.
It was fun. It's nice to be back behind a mic. But we had a little bit of fun when I had guest hosts in.
Oh, I kind of like Blake Carpenter being the host.
You would say that, though. Did he pay you to say that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So across the state, Republicans have 32 primaries, 12 in the Senate, 20 in the House, while Democrats have 11 contested primaries. I guess there just aren't enough liberals for the liberals out there. 4 in the Senate and 7 in the House. Tell us some of the races that the listeners should be watching, should be taking an eye out.
So here in Sedgwick County, actually, we're in pretty good shape. And I say in South Central Kansas, we're in pretty good shape. Really, the ones we're watching here is, of course, Sandy Pickard.
Yep.
There's a Democrat primary in that district. And then whoever the winner is will go against Sandy. Sandy's out there working right now.
Yep, my wife and I were knocking for her a couple weeks ago. Good responses.
Absolutely. No, it's going very, very well with her. We had four folks here in the Wichita, Sedgwick County area, actually South Central Kansas, that did not have a race. So Susan Humphreys, Bill Riley, Leo Delperdang, and Joe Seiwert got by without
us. And our buddy Blake.
And Blake, five.
Yeah, five.
That's
yep,
five.
Yep. I don't know. How is it Blake keeps getting these?
You know,
these
this is
easy
his
passes?
Second.
I'm going to move into Derby and run against him next time.
This is his second cycle to not have a race.
I know.
Actually, it's good, though, because we can use Blake. He'll go across the state helping others.
I called him after that, and I said, when are the Democrats going to realize that you're one of the hardest working guys in speaking?
He is. He literally, during the last election cycle, he went up and spent, I don't know, a month?
In
Kansas City, working for those
They
up
should
there.
Run against him just for no other reason than to keep him from helping everybody else.
So when I saw that, I thought, hey, we've got our guy back out on the road. He'll be working. So that's
do you
a good
feel
thing.
Confident? Probst, I know, Doughton Hutch.
Yeah, so we got
somebody
yeah,
there.
We actually have a primary there. We think we'll have the right guy win that one, and then Probst is going to have a tough time winning this time.
For the listeners, Probst is the Democrat in a district in Hutchinson that really should be a Republican.
It is a Republican district. It's just that he's been there for, 6 years now, I believe it is.
So, do you feel confident that we can pick that one up?
I think we can. I think that one's we've got a good guy that they went out and recruited. There's actually two in, and one that just showed up and one that was recruited. And I think the guy that's recruited probably will end up winning that one.
So, you know, Laura Kelly's, I think it's, I've heard multiple figures on how much she's raised in her PACs. I've heard as much as $8 million, but bottom line is not, she's going to have a lot of money.
It's not that big. Her middle of the road PAC, I've heard somewhere close to $2
million. Okay, $2
million. We're going to raise $1.5 million for RHCC, Republican House Campaign Committee. And that's what we use to defend and also go on offense and win some new seats. So we'll have $1.5 million there. And then there's some favorable PACs out there that'll help us out. So I'm thinking there's probably going to be close to $2 million on our side that we'll be using. And plus everything that our candidates go out there and raise on their own. So we should be in pretty good shape.
So obviously her goal is to break those supermajorities in either or both chambers so that she can get her agenda through. That's really what it comes down to. So you stop vetoing things like, transgender sports and things like that. That's what she wants. She wants to get her agenda through.
That's her job. And our job is to keep her from doing that.
Do you think she can accomplish that?
I do not. I think that when the smoke settles and everything is out there and open, I think that we will be at 87. That's my prediction. I think we'll pick up 2, maybe 3 seats. We might lose one, but I think we'll pick up enough that we could have a net 87. I think the Senate's going to do fine, too.
I was going to say, what about the lower chamber?
Yeah, I think the Senate is going to do very well. They will. They've certainly got good candidates, and they work hard. I don't think they've raised quite as much money as we have, but, of course, then they're 40 and we're, you know, 85 right now. So
right.
We've got twice as many members as they have. Just in, you know, actually, that's not true. We've probably got three times because they've only got 29.
Right.
You know, one of the races that everybody is going to watch, John, is in the Senate. And it's
Pyle. Yep, and, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it's Pyle and the two others that are running against him. You know, I wish there was only one. Wish it wasn't a three-way. A heads-up battle would be much better for us seeing Pyle go bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, Pyle's like a tick. He's going to be hard to get
but out. But I actually think that there's, from what I'm hearing, just, you know, from evidence of the door knocking so far, people are tired of Pyle. So I think Pyle's going to have a tough road.
Good.
So I think we could actually see you know, him be gone. And if he is, that just changes the whole complexion in the Senate.
Well, and there's other changes that we may see shiftings to the conservative side. I mean, you've got like Younger and some other races in the House over in the Senate, you know, Olson being gone, Stefan being gone.
Oh, yeah.
There's some other changes that it's still R to R, but it's a more manageable, let's be nice and say, a more team-oriented R versus some of these Rs that have just been, shall we say, pains in the patoots.
Oh, yeah. So Younger is actually gone. He's moved. He doesn't own a house in that district anymore. We'll probably see him resign soon.
John Dahl, you know, there's another one in
Absolutely.
The Senate that, it, you know, that just have
we need
been
to
difficult.
We need to get Marty Long back out in Ulysses. We need to get him back, and if we get him back, that's going to be awesome. One of the interesting things is Mark Schreiber up in Emporia hasn't had a primary, and I can't remember.
I remember. I served. Mark sat right in front of me on the House floor,
and he picked up a primary. So we'll see how that one goes.
You know, there's somebody I might need to send some money to. I know that's really the key here. If I mentioned it in the monologue, if folks can, they really need to help. They need to write a check if they can.
Yeah, you know, here and you can certainly support your candidate in your district, but you can also give to the county party. Our county party is an active party, and they need money, so they need help. They've recruited candidates, and they want to help those candidates. So there's a lot of opportunity. And truly, if you just go talk to the county party, they'll tell you where they need your help, whether it's manpower, whether it's phone banking, whether it's money. They'll tell you exactly where they need help.
We're talking with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. I know we're kind of coming up towards the end of the segment, but as many of our listeners know, Governor Kelly's called for the special session to be held later this month on the 18th. I know that you and Ty have said that tax relief is absolutely number one focus.
It is.
But
yes.
There's been a lot of talk about the Star Bond proposal to draw the Chiefs and now the Royals to move to Kansas. Are you at all afraid of getting distracted by this issue?
Not at all. Actually, Ty and I have made it absolutely clear that tax relief, us getting a tax relief package, is the number one thing. It has been ever since we left session and we knew that she was going to call us back. We've talked about it. We certainly have had discussions with the governor's staff. Again, you know, they moved the goalpost on us every time.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
That goalpost has been moved again. We kind of know where it's at. We hope she doesn't move it further. But I think that if she doesn't, I think we are going to be very close to where she says she would like to see it. And we expect her to sign this bill. And I say that every interview I do.
You said that the last time.
We expect her to sign this bill. So tax is the number one issue. The other one is kind of new, and quite frankly, we have to wait and see where the votes are at. If there's enough votes to bring that up, we'll bring it up. If there's not, we're not going to bring it up.
So let's talk about the proposal. There's been a lot of information. There's been misinformation going around about the proposal.
Lots of misinformation.
For those who don't know what STAR bonds are, it stands for sales tax and revenue bonds. They're a financing tool that allows Kansas cities to use state and local sales tax revenue to fund major commercial, entertainment, and tourism projects. The bonds are then paid off using the increased sales tax generated in the area. Starbonds can help pay for property acquisition, site preparation, infrastructure, and related attractions. Typically, Dan, these Starbond projects require the developer to put up 50% of the investment. I know there's been speculation on this package. Some have said it's going to be 100%. Basically, the developer won't have to put up any money.
I can tell you it's not 100%.
So they are going to have to put some in.
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. And we don't know exactly what that mix is going to be. We're going to find out when we see the bill and certainly see, some of the proposals. But it's going to be a maximum of 75%.
Okay,
instead
so
of
they'll
a maximum
have to at
50.
Least put in some of it, which is
yes,
good. That means
are.
The Chiefs
they
or the Hunts or whoever. Yeah,
and the figure
Royals.
That's kind of been thrown out there by Sean Tarwater is $500 million. I don't know if that's the figure or not, but that's what he's set up in Kansas City. So he's our guy, so I assume he knows what he's talking about.
While the stadium district qualify for other state or local subsidy programs, or is this really
no.
the only?
Okay, no, so. And people need to understand that this project is what Starbonds was made for. The Kansas Speedway is the best Starbond project that has ever been done, and it paid off. In fact, all of the projects that have paid off all paid off early. Not a single, and this is misinformation that's being put out there, not a single Starbond has went belly up, not a single one. Even the Prairie Fire, which has not done well up in Kansas City, they missed one payment, but they are still paying. They've actually, Prairie Fire is gone and they're bringing a new attraction in, and they believe the new attraction will go on ahead and make that truly a viable, project. So the projects have done well. And so think about that. This is a tool, and it truly is a tool it's like a user fee. If you go, so let's say the Chiefs do come to Kansas. If you go to the Chiefs area, you go that area and you buy things, all the sales tax from the things that are purchased in that area.
Concessions or phone fingers or whatever.
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
Retail establishments, everything. Those sales tax revenues will go to pay off those star bonds. Not anything, nothing, zero comes from the state general fund, and the taxpayers are not on the hook for it. There's been a lot of misinformation saying that the state's on the hook for it, the cities are on the hook for it, the counties are on the hook for it. Not at all. The person who takes the risk is the bondholder, and they evaluate that risk, and they decide if it's worth it, and then they buy the bonds. If they buy the bonds, then they've accepted the risk. That risk is never on the taxpayer. Taxpayer has no risk in this. What a great way to do it. This is the prime way to do a project like this, and we look at this project to be similar to the Speedway project that went very well. This one will go very well, too.
Are you at all concerned? I've been through special sessions. I've been through regular sessions. Are you at all concerned with the objection that says it should be done through regular order, through the committee process, going through hearings, feedback, as opposed to a special session? That's the one thing that sticks up for me that I
don't know. So we will have a hearing. We're going to have a joint hearing on the Monday, and that hearing will probably go longer than a hearing that would have been in the, you know what a hearing is like?
An hour and a half at most.
And literally, Sean has been given the whole day.
Okay.
And I've told him, I said, you need to take as long as it takes to vet this project and make sure it's right and make sure everybody on that committee understands it. Well, that doesn't happen during regular sessions.
No,
so when they talk
session,
about regular
those,
order, yeah. You get an hour and a half.
Yeah, literally an hour and a half.
That's all you get.
For both sides.
That's right.
Yeah.
For both sides. They may do this for 4 or 5 hours on that day.
Okay, so that is more time than
regular. Well, they're going to have much more time than we would during regular order. This is really the best situation. They're going to get a vet it well on Monday, on Tuesday. If there's the votes, we'll bring it up. If there's not, we're not going to bring it up.
Well,
simple as that.
It sounds like you're giving it a fair time. We are going to, next Sunday, we're going to have proponents and opponents on this. We'll have someone from the Scoop and Score group.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have someone from the opposition group come on the show separately. I don't want to deal with a debate or anything. We're just going to have each of them come on for a segment, and we'll discuss it out. We'll see how it goes. Either way, Dan, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us as always. If folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do so? What's the best way for them to get your newsletter, that kind of stuff?
Am I done? Is this all I get?
That's all you get, man.
Wow, dude, you need to give me more time.
I got Stephanie sitting right here. She got a campaign to run, brother.
It's danhawkinskansas.com. They can go on my website, go down to the bottom of the landing page, and they can sign up for my newsletter. Comes out every Friday morning by email. I think I've got 12,000 now on my newsletter distribution list. So.
Wow. I need to get your distribution list. Dan, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend, as always.
Thanks, John.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. I endeavor to invite every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on the show. Most accept our invitations. Often the Democrats don't, but some do. Some of them just choose not to for whatever reason, but we invite them nonetheless. So each week between now and Election Day, we will try and bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please email me. Let me know. We will invite them on the show. All that being said, joining us now is Stephanie Wise. She is a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3, which is my county commission district. So I got stake in this particular race. She was born and raised in Sedgwick County, attended Goddard Public Schools. She's a broker at Street Commercial and currently serves on the District 3 Citizens Advisory Board. That's all the bio stuff I could find. I need more bio on your website. Stephanie, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So let me ask you this. This is the same question I ask every candidate is, why are you running? Why bother to get into this nightmare? Because running for office, as I'm sure you've been at it for a while now, running for office is tough. Why are you running?
Yeah, well, you know, I saw an opportunity with a vacating seat. So with David Dennis not running,
yay.
It's a great opportunity for my generation to have a conservative voice on our commission. And so that is my goal, and that's why I'm running.
So I heard at a forum recently, I don't know which forum it was. You've attended a lot. You've been very active. I'll give you credit for that. That you told the group at this recent, or it was a fundraiser, I guess. It was a fundraiser or something. You said you were only going to run for one term. Is that true? You only want to run for one term?
One or two. I mean, I'll look, you know, a lot of this is going to be where God puts me and where the citizens want to have me. But my goal is not to be a career politician. So I want to come in, share my leadership, share my conservative values. And then, you know, I'm okay to let the next conservative person in. And I think that that's where we can find success in local government, is getting people in these seats that are in there for a time. And sometimes it's longer than others. And I don't judge anyone that spends longer. I just know personally, you know, I'm not looking to be a career politician. I just really want to serve my community well.
You've, I know you've said publicly that you don't plan to quit your full-time job. The Sedgwick County Commission, I've always seen it as a full-time job in and of itself. Do you not consider it a full-time job?
I see and understand it as a full-time job. So I'm self-employed. I've always managed my time and my workload appropriately. And I do know that I'm making a great sacrifice by running for this position, to serve the county. And I know that it's going to affect my business. And so I have, what they don't ever capture when I say that is I have been training someone for the past year to help carry my load. And because I don't plan to be here forever in politics, I do want to go back to my business. I love commercial real estate. I love representing small business owners. And so I have put the plans in place to do this. And I think I've put a great plan in place to do that. And county will take number one position, and it absolutely will have my full attention and understanding of its requirements.
I think that's smart. And you have to do that. You're right. And, and especially for $100,000 a year, I think that's the right. That needs to be the number one priority. I think that's smart. Yep. You told the Wichita Eagle that if elected, your focus would be on infrastructure and smart economic growth. How would you propose to accomplish that? What to you is the definition of smart economic growth? How would you focus on infrastructure?
Well, in my district specifically, in District 3, a lot of the cases that come to our Citizens Advisory Board is housing developments and growth in smaller cities like Colwich, Andale, Goddard, seeing a lot too. And they're really concerned about what the right growth plan is. And when we have a growth opportunity, that we have the infrastructure, do we have the water sources needed to put in the houses that are being proposed? Roads, we have to look at the roads. You know, I know Kellogg East or West Kellogg has been kind of teed up to have the growth for a while.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about the Northwest Expressway. So, I mean, what comes first and what's the responsible thing to do as far as continuing to grow the West Side in District 3, but also doing it not by force, but by natural and needed expansion.
You mentioned the Citizens Advisory Board. You mentioned the growth, and is particularly affordable housing. It's a major issue countywide. I serve on the City District Advisory Board out there. Jeff Blubaugh's,
yeah.
So I'm familiar with the District 4. Recently, the county denied an application for an affordable housing development in Goddard using state's RHID program. Mm-hmm. Had you been on the county commission, would you have denied that application? I mean, that was affordable housing in Goddard in the district. I'm curious what you would have done if, had you been on the commission with that particular vote, for
example. That's a loaded question.
I'm not all that familiar with the deal. I remember seeing it and thinking to myself, well, it's affordable housing. It's, you know, it was apartments, but it also had the options for duplexes. It had the option for single family homes. And I thought to myself, well, you know, is this a, we don't like the developer, or is this, we don't like affordable housing in Goddard?
Yeah. I mean, I think the question to that was, is that what that program is meant for? So we have star bonds out there that have not maybe come to their full success yet with development out in Goddard. And I know that those apartments would have helped with that. Maybe that wasn't the project that they saw the need of those apartments. I know that their big feedback to that specific project and that specific vote was that we have a lot of other developers in and around Wichita that are developing apartments, and they're not utilizing this additional funding or incentive.
RHID, right.
So I think that was what their challenge was, is when the county was looking at the return, they saw a return that should be acceptable from a developer. And the developer wasn't seeing that return the same way. So that's a really tough one. And I'm from Goddard, so I would love to see the growth for affordable housing out there. And perhaps it's a different project that needs to happen.
With us still is Stephanie Wise, candidate for Sedgwick County District 3. So, Stephanie, let me start with property taxes. It's probably the biggest issue I know when I was out door knocking, when I was running in my house race, which is about half of it's in District 3. And even as we're out door knocking now for Americans for Prosperity, taxes is a big issue. Each year, after appraised values are set, mill rates should be reduced so that the new valuations deliver the same dollar amount of property taxes as budgeted the year before. Hence the name revenue neutral. That's the concept that we've talked about for years. However, Sedgwick County has not done that. Since 2022, only 32% of Sedgwick County residents have not seen an increase in their property taxes due to these revenue neutral rates. In fact, 23% of residents have seen their taxes go up by at least 5%. 34% of residents have seen their property taxes rise over 10%. On your website, you say, quote, "I will always fight to keep your taxes low and the government budget lean." Will you commit to not raising property taxes by pledging to reduce the mill levy so that after appraised values are set, you will vote to lower the mill rate so that the new valuations deliver the same dollar amount of property taxes as budgeted the year before? Hold on. There you go.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes, I will commit that everything that I do is going to be focused on running the most lean and efficient budget possible.
Okay. That's political speak, which, great, for a new candidate. You've mastered the art of political speak. But that's not what I'm asking. And I'm going to do the same thing to everybody else on this question who's running for county. Mm-hmm. Will you commit? Because this is what David Dennis did. And frankly, since this is who you're voting to replace, it pissed me off. I want a candidate who will commit to hold us revenue neutral. So that's my question. Yes or no, will you vote to hold us revenue neutral, to stop allowing property taxes? Mine went up 18% last year alone.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, my house has gone up by $100,000, and all I've done is mow the lawn.
Right.
So here's my question again. Will you vote to lower the mill rate so that the new valuations deliver the same dollar amount of property tax as budgeted the year before? Yes or no?
Yes, you can count on my vote.
There you go.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's what holding the line is.
Yeah.
Because, and by the way, this is why so many of us in District 3 have been frustrated with David Dennis, is because for years he's been saying that, oh, I don't know what to do, we'll hold the line, but holding the line means nothing. And he goes back to we didn't raise the mill. Well, raising the mill means nothing when you capture the revenue.
Right.
So I'm glad to hear you say that you will lower mill levies to not capture revenue. That's the key. In 2023, the Kansas Senate passed SCR 1611, which would have limited the annual increase in property valuations to 4%. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think that is a attempt at a fix, but I don't see the long-term fix in that. I think that if we're capping it, there's going to be more disruption further down the line. What we need to do is become less dependent on our property taxes so that we can not depend on them to carry the government expenses, because government expenses are only going to rise. We as property taxpayers don't need to see that on our tax bills. We as a government need to figure out how to be less dependent on it.
We're talking with Stephanie Wise, candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3. On your website, you say, "I will always fight against government overreach," which, kudos to you. I've that's been one of my staples whenever I ran for office. It's one of the principles of the show. Can you give us some examples of areas that you see as government overreach and things that you would cut, for example?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can talk through property rights with that. I think that, you know, we can look to the government to make a lot of decisions for us. And one of those that the government will maybe get a little bit too involved in is property rights. We see that a lot in District 3 with some of the larger landowners that, quite frankly, are having to ask for permission way too many times to do what they need to do for their crops, for their watering, for digging wells, And we don't think about how many steps those farmers have to take to get their job done and how much they do for us.
It's your property. You should be able to do what you want on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk in the Wichita Eagle and other places recently about the county doubling the budgets for the zoo and exploration place, for example. While the jail and EMS have been underfunded, 911, for example, is only at about 60% staffing, for example. Do you think the county is prioritizing their spending the right way?
I think that those are just two different entities to be comparing. So we've got the zoo and the exploration place that are revenue generating to a certain extent. You know, they have their memberships and expenses that are retail that they sell. No, I mean, our focus needs to be on public safety, period.
So I have to ask you the last question. As you know, my wife and I live in District 3. We've been very concerned about David Dennis. Many of the folks I've talked to in the district are concerned with Dennis because of the lockdowns, the votes to raise taxes, et cetera. He has, I believe he's endorsed you. He's attended your fundraisers. He's active at the same time campaigning for Sarah Lopez, the Democrat candidate in District 2. He's doing the same things for her that he's done for you in the past. What do you say to Republicans who are nervous and about, you know, that basically that a vote for you is a third David Dennis term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you know, I respect David Dennis and his service to our nation as a colonel.
Oh, and me
he
too.
He deserves that.
Set that aside. Yes, me too.
I am a different candidate. I do serve on his Citizens Advisory Board. That's how I'm close to the topics at hand. But I am a different candidate. I'm a different generation. I am extremely conservative. And I know as a new candidate, I haven't proven that yet, but I'm not David Dennis, and I'm not going to be.
Well, and I know from our previous conversations, I know that you support the party platform issues. I know where you stand on life. I know where you stand on the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And those matter. Even though people say they're local, this is a local race, those matter. If folks are interested, they can find more information about you. They want to donate or volunteer. They can visit WISE, that's WSIE, forsedgwickcounty.com, and that's FOR, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Stephanie, I appreciate you. I just wish you all the best luck. I know you're here in a t-shirt and shorts because you were out door knocking today.
Yes, sir.
So I wish you all the best of luck. You've done a great job. Just keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you so much, John.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.